Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get into it, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be doing this important work. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Steve Shimada, and he is the owner or operator of several of Atlanta's finest taverns. You got Red Door Tavern, Whitehall Tavern, and Creedwood Tavern. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Lee. How are you today?
I am doing good. The first question, with all these taverns, why do you decide to call them all taverns?
It just kind of happened that way. There was no really plan to call them all taverns, but I think sometimes, you know, the name insinuates, you know, either a classic, you know, a tavern, I feel, is more of a classic establishment as opposed to bar and grill or a bold name. I think tavern gives it a lot of that old time feel, neighborhood that neighborhood kind of feel, welcoming atmosphere.
And then once you did one, then you were kind of all in, right? You decided to double and triple down.
Yeah, kind of. I started with Red Door Tavern in 2004, and then we opened up Whitehall Tavern, and I thought we were kind of going to go on a color theme and, you know, name them all different colors, but it kind of changed when we did Creekwood. But the names of them, especially Whitehall and Creekwood, are tied into the locations. Whitehall Tavern, which is in the Peachtree Battle Shopping Center off of Peachtree in South Buckhead, is named because the original name of Peachtree Street back in the mid-1800s was Whitehall Street. And it would, at the end of Whitehall Street, where I guess Whitehall Street is now downtown, was a Whitehall Tavern. And Creekwood, which is in Smyrna, is a neighborhood in the Smyrna area. So we tried to do something that would tie into the neighborhood that we're in. And, you know, hopefully to get that neighborhood feel and let, you know, residents know that we are part of the community.
Now, how'd you get into this kind of restaurant bar business? Is this something you've always done?
It's something I was always drawn to. I really didn't conform to the 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, you know, corporate world. I've always been kind of had an entrepreneurial spirit. My father, again, was also an entrepreneur. He, you know, had several businesses that he started and sold. And the bar and restaurant business was always something that I gravitated towards. My father had a restaurant when I was a kid. I used to love going in there. And I just, the social aspect of it, the neighborhood aspect, it's where people would congregate. And it always seemed to me like a very fun, entertaining business to be in. After I got into it, I realized the challenges that were involved, but it still is one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done. I can't really imagine myself doing anything else, to be honest.
Now, the business of owning a bar is kind of a tricky business. Not everybody is successful. What, in your mind, makes kind of the odds increase for somebody like you and your team?
Well, you're right. It is a very difficult business, and it does take a lot to make them work. And I think our model has always been the community that we're in. With Red Door, which was my first place, I opened that up in 2004, and it's in the West Village area of Buckhead. And it started out as a very local tavern. A lot of the businessmen in the area, a lot of the neighbors in that area would come in, and it was just taking care of the people. It was, you know, becoming friends with them. They weren't just, you know, customers. They were our friends. And catering to them and taking care of them and understanding that, you know, this is their local watering hole was something that we kind of, you know, built our business on. And then as we've opened up and done Whitehall Tavern and Creekwood Tavern, a lot of it is the same. We're in a neighborhood area, and we cater to the people in that neighborhood. With Whitehall and Creekwood, actually, they're both family-friendly sports bars. We have a lot of kids that come in, a lot of families that come in, you know, basically all ages. And it's taking care of those people, you know, accommodating families, accommodating, you know, elderly, accommodating everything in between, and, you know, making sure that we have something to offer them, and that when they think of a place to go and relax, that this is the first place on the tip of their tongue.
Now, how do you kind of create that culture for your employees? Because, well, obviously you can't be in more than one place at a time, but how do you get your employees to kind of really buy into that same culture and that same vibe you're trying to do when you're the guy there all the time?
Well, it kind of starts from the top. And we really, you know, my partner and I at Whitehall and Creekwood, being that it is a more family-friendly atmosphere, we are not there as often. First, we have an incredible management staff. Our management team and staff are, I cannot say enough about them. They've done a great job of taking what we had designed and teaching it to every new employee that comes in. But, you know, we wanted to impress on them that this is our bread and butter. These people, the families, are the people that are going to become your regulars, your friends, and are going to be the ones that we have to take the, you know, optimal care of. And it's just, you know, impressing on them that, you know, this is their business too. And that these people coming in, this is how they get away from their day-to-day life. This is where they come to relax. And everybody wants one of those places. And, you know, even our servers and cooks and all of our staff, they want that place too. When they get off of work, they want to go someplace that they can relax and unwind. And treating it like their own and letting them put their personality up front as well kind of allows them, you know, would help allow them to embrace what we do and our business model, which is family friendly and treating everybody like, you know, you're sitting at our dinner table and, you know, everyone is welcome and, you know, we're here for you.
Now, how did the pandemic impact the business? Is it, you know, everybody went through that kind of shutdown, then a lot of people did curbside. How did you kind of adjust to the kind of the business climate that was changing so rapidly?
Well, it was really tough. It was really tough. Red Door, which does not have a kitchen, we only serve alcohol. We shut down completely. So we were closed for about 11 weeks, which really, really hurt. You know, we had staff that, you know, we couldn't bring them in for anything really. We try to do things, you know, cleanups and, you know, other, you know, renovations and stuff that they could come in and, you know, they can make extra money. But it really hurt Red Door a lot. Whitehall and Creekwood, it definitely affected heavily as well. We were able to do to-go and delivery, which helped us sustain, but it wasn't the same. We took a pretty big hit, especially, you know, when it hit, that's our busy season. One of our busy seasons is, you know, March Madness. We're sports bars. So, our businesses really revolve around sports, and without, you know, March Madness and without baseball, there was nothing for people to watch anyway, but that big group of people did not come in, you know, and that's a big chunk of our revenue. But, you know, we tried to take care of our staff as best we could, you know, rotating people into work, giving them whatever hours we could give them. But we were definitely running a skeleton crew, and now we're in the process of building back up, trying to get things back on track, trying to get, customers back in, you know, with, obviously sticking with the guidelines that are set forth for us, but it's going to be a long process before we are back to 100%.
So now what is the status today? Are you all open? You have kind of a modified restaurant kind of environment now. How are you operating?
Currently, we all three places are open. There are certain guidelines that we have to adhere to, limited number of people, social distancing, obviously cleaning and sanitizing after everyone comes through, sits down. So there are definitely specific protocols that we're having to follow in order to be open. But we want our customers to feel safe. We want them to feel like we are doing everything in our power to keep the virus at bay and to keep them safe from the virus while in our locations. But it's definitely been a big adjustment. Hopefully we don't have to go through this again anytime soon.
So now, how do you see kind of the roadmap for the future? Is this something, are you looking to franchise this? Are you looking to kind of grow to more locations to get more partners? Like how do you see your business evolving?
Well, I think the landscape in Atlanta is changing. And in Buckhead, it's changing very rapidly. There are high rises going up almost on every block. And we're hoping that we can remain part of the fabric of the community with all of our locations. We want to be a place that is a mainstay and that we can service and take care of a lot of the new residents and, whether it be tourists or residents or whoever in Buckhead and Smyrna, and give them a local business that they can come to that, really caters to them. We don't have any plans of franchising. That's not really our goal. We want to make our places, the best we can make them. We're not looking to, franchise out, 20 or 30 spots. We like having the small business model. We like that we are hands-on and that, we know a lot of our customers. And I think that goes a long way for us, that we can walk in and we know our customers sitting at the bar or sitting in the booths, and it lets them know that we're not just there, counting our money. We're there really to take care of them and to earn a living for ourselves. But we like having the small business and the small feel.
And I'm sure your customers appreciate that, because that's the ones that are going to win are the ones that are really truly part of the community. They're not just kind of taking advantage of the community.
Well, yeah, and that's really how we feel. This is something that we enjoy doing. This is our business, but we really enjoy it, and we enjoy getting to know our customers. Honestly, I think a lot of times we hang out with our customers outside of work. They become our friends. We know their kids, we watch their kids grow up, and we're very fortunate to be in a business that, we're allowed to do that, and also to have customers that allow us to do that, that let us into their family and trust us with their families and, their family needs when it comes to dining out. So we've been very, very fortunate in that regard.
Well, if somebody wanted to learn more or check out any of your taverns, what is the best way to check them out?
Probably either Facebook or Instagram, or you can go online. Red Door is reddooratl.com. Whitehall-tavern.com and Creekwood-tavern.com. We're always around. Instagram and Facebook are a great way to contact us. Otherwise, come on in and, belly up to the bar or grab a booth, and my partner and I might be actually the one serving you.
Good stuff. And you're in Smyrna and in different parts of Buckhead, right?
Yes, yeah, Smyrna. We're at the Shops at Belmont, on the corner of Windy Hill and Atlanta Road, about 3 miles from the Braves Stadium. And then in Buckhead, Red Door is 3180 Roswell Road, about a block north of the Buckhead Theater. And Whitehall Tavern is in the Pizza Savala Shopping Center, just across from the Publix.
Good stuff. Well, Steve, thank you so much for sharing your story, and thank you for the work that you do.
Well, thank you so much, Lee, for having me. I really do appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we couldn't be sharing these stories without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to tell these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.